Despite oppression, a pastoral training team brings respite to church leaders in Azerbaijan. A second school collapses in Haiti, but a ministry stands firm. And a Christmas wish book outlines simple yet priceless needs. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians across Azerbaijan live under the threat of government harassment. The country's religion laws can be harsh, imposing severe penalties on violators. Many church leaders encounter legal problems and jail time. Despite restrictions on ministry teams, Global Advance's David Shibley says they held a frontline shepherd's conference for 197 weary church leaders.
They sensed that this would be a long struggle against erratic enforcement, sometimes of even non-existent purported laws that are against the church.
Their aim was to provide national pastors and church leaders with a vision for the advance of the gospel. Shibley says they're making plans to return in the fall of 2009. In the meantime, with the government cracking down on pastors, prayer is critical.
I know that our brothers and sisters in Azerbaijan would have us pray that the Lord would grant them grace, strength, energy, continued focus, and continued boldness to share the Lord Jesus.
Next, a second school has collapsed in Haiti, injuring seven students. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says her organization has been a testimony to Christ by adhering strictly and cautiously to U.S. building codes for its own structures.
Everything that we do should be to the glory of God, and the only way you can do things to the glory of God is to follow all of the rules and do things in a very upright and durable manner to put forth the best presentation you can put forth.
Eva's husband, Don, who founded the organization, taught the staff to take construction seriously.
Shoddy construction would exemplify a shoddy life in my husband's eyes and would have been something that he could not have tolerated from For Haiti with Love.
Eva's asking for continued prayer for Haiti and for its suffering people. You're listening to Mission Network News. Newsletters, postcards, websites, and prayer letters are all tools used to help communicate with listeners, donors, supporters, and friends. Transworld Radio is using a new tool. TWR's John Somerville says there's so much information coming in from the field, they started the Judy blog, featuring their office representative, Judy Claus. After just a week, he's already encouraged.
This time next year, the Judy blog will be the most read item from Transworld Radio beyond the website, our PR publications. I think the Judy blog will actually have the greatest readership of all the pieces that TWR produces.
He's hoping this will expand the base of TWR.
Not only will we be reaching people who are already plugged into Transworld Radio, but also we want to reach out to people who have never heard about Transworld Radio. And this Judy blog has the opportunity to be viral and infectious.
Go to twr.org/judyblog to subscribe. Meanwhile, International Bible Society Send the Light has introduced three new leaders to its organization. Former Zondervan CEO Doug Lockhart will take over as president and CEO of North American Operations. Scott Bolander will serve as president of Global Publishing. And IBS SDL veteran Steve Johnson will become vice president of communication and new media. IBS SDL Global President Keith Danby says ministry is now poised for even greater global impact. NIN Network has released its 2008 Christmas Wish Book. Donors have an opportunity to show the love of Christ to a poverty-stricken child because the wishes listed are basic yet essential needs. Some of these include shoes, new school uniforms, warm winter jackets, and food for a Christmas dinner. Gift amounts range from $20 to $50. A plan is outlined for how the gift will be used to meet the needs of a poverty-stricken child. Pray for donors to give generously to this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.